Proclamation No. 3722 of 23rd of March, 1946. The Kingdom of Heaven suffers violence. So let me give you an explanation of how I want my word to be understood. The Kingdom of Heaven suffers violence, and only those who use violence seize it for themselves. It is not to be understood as the exercise of violence towards a fellow human being, but only the violence over oneself, over one's own desires, which helps the human being to gain possession, to seize the heavenly kingdom in all its glory. This cannot be given to him, but he must win it for himself. He must wage a battle for the highest good, for eternal bliss. And as long as the human being dwells on earth, this battle will have to apply to his physical desires, the fulfillment of which is always a hindrance to the attainment of the aim. Spiritual ascent. Whoever wants to win this battle has to do violence to himself. And thus he has to fight with his adversary, who will always put physical desires, the desire for earthly goods, into him, who thus lures him with worldly splendor and earthly splendor. To renounce everything that is offered to him in such a way requires strength of will. It requires violence in itself, by virtue of which, however, he will most certainly snatch the kingdom of heaven, for anyone who sacrifices for my sake receives in richest measure, and what is offered to him, what I offer him, is truly of indescribable value. The kingdom of heaven can never come to people who are lukewarm and indolent, who don't struggle but let everything go their way, who only testify to their desire for the kingdom of heaven through words and wishes, but who never let words and wishes become action. And thus the time has come when more than ever force must be used if the kingdom of heaven is to be open to people. But in my love I come to meet all those who are struggling. I help them in their fight against themselves by reducing the temptations of this world, by making them aware of the decrepitude and transience of everything they desired and which requires a hard fight against themselves to give up. I know about the human being's weakness and value his will, thus I support him if he only wants to attain me and my kingdom but lacks the strength to use force against himself and his desire. And thus I do not demand more use of force than he is capable of. I let him go through earthly adversity in order to make the kingdom of heaven desirable to him, and if he only wants to use the least amount of force, he will also succeed in seizing the kingdom of heaven. But his will must always become active itself. He is to fight against his desires. He is to learn to despise everything worldly and thus sacrifice what is dear to him. And if his strength and his will is not sufficient for this, I will use force. I draw him to me and take from him what he does not want to give up of his own accord. And if he sends himself devotedly into my will, he has passed the inner battle. He has likewise used force and seized the kingdom of heaven with my support, which I will not deny to anyone who is willing and testifies to this through his prayer. The kingdom of heaven is open to him, and once he has completed his short earthly lifetime, he will be accepted by me into my kingdom of glory, as I have promised, and he will be eternally blissful. Amen.